You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yeah, Stupid News time at FM 99, brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting Godfrey tonight through the weekend.
Yeah.
Sit right in.
Yeah.
Through the weekend.
Yesterday was amazing. Pat.
Really?
Thursday.
Jam last night?
Nice.
Did you have a good
Thursday.
Night?
Thursday.
That was fun, huh?
That's my first Thursday that's been packed like that. They said it hasn't been packed like that in a long time. Because I think also, this is what I'm thinking, it's theory, but I'm having much more of a presence on Instagram. I'm really, like, using it. I'm using it now. Like, really using it.
Yeah.
Trying to do funny stuff on it. Even though, you know, I'm old school and it's annoying, but you got to still put content up.
Yeah.
So I'm, and it's work. I think it's working. I'm communicating.
Would they say
more.
It's resonating? Resonating.
It's resonating with the new millennial.
Connecting.
Like the times now. I just feel like I'm not like urinating against the wind.
No,
against the wind
into a box fan.
That's while I'm going.
Remember that when you were a kid.
Nowadays, a lot of comedians are resistant to what's going on now. Nowadays, it's like now they're hiring like YouTube sensations to come to these comedy clubs, but they don't have the skill.
No,
but they just have the numbers. It's kind of creepy.
It's weird.
And they're literally
we have a similar, I mean, you know, podcasting.
Is podcasting killing the radio?
Well, no, it's not killing the radio at all. But there's people that are in that zone that they don't possess basic broadcasting skills, so the podcasts are filled with uhs and ahs, and they're way too long, and they drag down to a, you know, you still have to apply some professionalism.
There it is. Okay. And I know that this business is just, it's changing.
It's
I don't know if it's changing. I don't know if it's changing for the better. I don't know. I think it's just a hot, something that's hot. They're just trying to capture it. Make the money while it's hot.
Mm-hmm. And that's what that's my point with what you were just saying about YouTube people coming to the comedy clubs and they dropped the screen, and I'm going to show you some of my YouTube videos now.
Oh, garbage. But and these people come to see.
Sure.
This is what they do. They'll get some YouTube guy that maybe did something funny on that got 10 million hits.
Yeah.
Then the guy will be like, yeah, I'm going to go to a comedy club. They think it's the same thing. You know what I mean? They
all
think all comedy encompasses everything. I go, it's like being a surgeon in a hospital. I mean, you're a nurse. Mm-hmm. I'm the surgeon, all
right?
We're in the same building, but listen, it took me more years. And what I do is more sophisticated than you. So relax. I don't disrespect your job, but no, I'm the surgeon. That's how I feel about comedy. Like, dude, you put your finger in your butt and you got 10 million hits doesn't mean you have punchlines and something to say, stupid.
Yeah, that's
true. And this the great thing about
don't get me started is what you're saying.
That's right. The great thing about comedy is it's so difficult that those dummies learn. When they come live and they go, oh, I'm not that funny.
Right.
Aha. Because you're editing your video, stupid. And then you go, oh, I got to do an hour in front of people who just paid some money. And they're looking at you like,
and you don't get to
restart. Right now, be funny. That's why I paid for it. You put your finger in your butt. But I hope that you got jokes.
I ripped my pants.
SpongeBob's got one joke.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With your sock puppet.
All right, here we go. All right, old man.
Snapped.
Close your door.
I snapped.
Now tell us how you
with
really
your
feel.
Little sock
come
puppet.
Come in off your porch.
I got all these sock puppets running around.
Pawpaw.
Stop it now.
Young finaglers. All right, item number one is Stupid News. Here we go.
Okay.
A 19-year-old woman at the Jack in the Box in Tacoma, Washington, Sunday, ordered some chicken nuggets. She was angry because the line of cars was way too long. She had to wait for her nugs. Isn't that what the kids all call them, the nugs?
Nugs for Carter.
For Carter?
Yep.
Delish.
She got even angrier when they didn't get her hand her drink out right away. You know how they're quick on the drink, right? But then she claimed something was wrong with the drink, and then she claimed that they shorted her one chicken nugget, and that's when she snapped and pulled a gun. Pulled a gun on the drive-up chick.
Whoa.
Where is my last nugget?
What?
Over one nugget.
One nugget, baby.
She pulled the gun out?
Yep.
Wow. Did she get her nugget?
Pulled a gun. Two other people also in the car, an 18-year-old guy and a 14-year-old girl.
Whoa.
The employees did what anyone would do and quickly closed that small window.
Nice.
It's not going to stop a gunshot, yeah.
Stop,
right?
Bulletproof.
That's
when the,
what if it's bulletproof?
That's well, when hopefully. The McDonald's workers.
The 14-year-old got out and started punching the window in. So this family rolls hard, man.
For their nug.
Yeah.
Just one nugget?
That's when the driver took her handgun and pointed it at the workers. She drove off, but somebody got her license plate. Police tracked her down to the house where the car was registered. They found her hiding in the attic of the garage. Passengers were arrested. Driver, 3 counts of assault. The 14-year-old going to juvie. Yeah.
That'd be a great commercial good for times. That restaurant. That's how good those nuggets are.
Yeah.
Just one nugget for 99 cents. You'll do anything for it.
Anything.
Even nugs pull out a gun thugs. And go to juvie.
That's right. Yeah, no kidding. Punching the window in. You're
punching
14.
Punching the window? Yeah, that's
here,
a cycle.
I got this.
That's a cycle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just, you know, I ran out of cats to torture. So I'm going to punch this window in.
That's
lockup.
That's lockup. You know that show Lockup?
Yes!
That's...
I do.
I love jail shows.
It was like, that was like my daughter's, you know... guilty pleasure. She loved those
dude,
jail
lock
shows.
Up, like oh jail shows. Last 48 or
oh
all
yeah.
Those.
What's the one now where they put you in because you think you can do some time?
Wait, what's that?
You haven't even done a crime, but they put you in the first 30. I can't remember the name.
Oh, 30 days or 60
something like
days.
That. Yeah, you've agreed to go in. What are you nuts? I'd rather swim with sharks. Are you kidding? God dang, man. We don't have
do
enough in real
to get
life.
On TV, though, man. People
first world,
anything.
Baby. First world problems. You know?
Yeah, everybody wants to be on TV. Everybody
yeah.
wants to be a superstar.
Everybody wants to be famous.
Everybody thinks yep. they're a superstar. That's real. That's why it's scary. Everybody's.
There we go. Well, that's item number one, ma'am.
Item number two.
Yeah.
A 23-year-old lady named Melanie Sheehan lives on an island near Canada. Uh-oh. And a judge recently ordered her to have no contact with the guy that she used to live with.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's not clear what happened, but apparently they used to date. The judge ordered him to stay away from her, but unfortunately, Melanie ignored that order and recently showed up at his apartment to get some of her stuff back.
She had to be drunk.
Yeah.
I've gotten this
yeah.
phone call before. Hey, do you have my...
My keys?
Yeah, do you have my Robert Palmer album? You know, some obscure, weird...
Robert,
like, I got one...
Addicted to Love? You
yeah.
have that single?
Remember that?
I just need that.
Yeah. Do you have that?
I need that back now, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I haven't talked to you in, like, 14 years. Yeah, weird.
So that's they start creepy. Arguing, uh-oh. And he tells her to leave, but instead she attacks him and bashes him over the head with the one thing all single guys have laying around.
Yes.
His George Foreman grill.
She attacked him with a George Foreman grill.
She smashed him with a grill? She smashed him with the grill?
Yeah, because grill. You know why? You knock out the fat.
Knock out the fat. Cook the meat. Knock out the fat.
That's right.
I'm George Foreman. Really? With a George Foreman grill?
Yeah,
she
man.
Tried to wow. break his TV by punching it, grabbed a pair of scissors at one point.
Wow.
When the cops got
wow.
there,
going buck.
He was still bleeding from some cuts on his head. This all happened back in April, but she just wow. pled guilty to assault charges.
So Canadian.
She's
she apologized? Because Canadians apologize a lot.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
What's that about? What's that about?
She's going to be spending 60 days in jail, 18 months yeah. on probation, and can't go within 1,500 feet of his apartment, no matter what she leaves there.
Mm-mm-mm.
Maybe kilometers. I think they're right. scales yeah, different. Uh-huh. 1,000 kilometers.
How many royal gallons is that?
Yeah. You have to stay 18 stones away from him. Stay 18
We're
stones,
totally
no more.
The, all the different ways that they measure things.
Yes.
We totally got wrong here.
Oh.
Yes. All right, finally this. Finally this morning. Let me see if I can look. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, baby.
Uh-oh. No. All right.
Mm-mm-mm. 88-year-old guy in Springfield, Ohio, flagged down a cop on Wednesday to report a theft. He said he had just been receiving some oral loving from a working girl, and afterwards she stole his wallet. Yeah. The only thing he could say about her to identify her was the fact that she only had one eye.
What? What?
That's it.
What?
A one-eyed hooker took his wallet. He's 88, man. Come on, baby.
She was a one-eyed, yeah. one-horned, flying purple people leader. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people leader.
Anyway, she used a credit card
to
buy some food. Yeah. Before he called and had it canceled, the cops are trying to track down the sexy Cyclops. That's what they're calling her. And they gave the dude a pass on prostitution charges, you know, for patronizing a prostitute. You're 88. Come on, let him go.
That's Popeye right there. She probably had two eyes.
Bring it the sexy.
Right, she holds one down, going, I am what I am, and that's... Remember when Popeye would clean up?
Yeah, he'd be walking down the street with a little dance.
Well, blow me down.
Wow.
That's us.
Blow me down.
Those are yours. That's what Popeye would say.
That's perfect.
I wonder if she was using the socket. Do you think you get to use the socket? How much for the socket?
Wow.
Extra 50?
No. You would do a Scully?
Those three stories.
Vin Scully. I call him Vin Scully.
Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
That's why this is
Stupid News.